Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black, non-monogamous, pansexual, feminist ho living in New York City, and three other queer black feminists who also live in New York City. So I'm the principal host of this show, the principal ho, and my other three lovely hoes had the week off. But in just a moment, I'm going to cut to a really fun interview that me and my co-host Rodeca did a couple of weeks ago with a fellow New York City-based sex podcaster and one half of Horrible Decisions podcast, Wheezy. Wheezy joined us to talk about pegging initially, and then we went into so much. We talked about podcasting, toxic masculinity, anal play, online vitriol, interracial dating. We even talked about like the Millennium Tour and who wanted to fuck who from like 2005. It was a really good ass time. But first, if you're trying to have a good time in real life, if you're a nerd, if you like to have sex, if you like to learn about sex, if you like to win free stuff, if you like to drink, and most importantly, if you like to hang out with hoes, I want to point your attention to February 10th. That's a Sunday. Inner Ho Uprising is hosting Sex Trivia Sundays at Love Story. Love Story is a bar bordering Bushwick in Brooklyn and Ridgewood in Queens. Like a LL Cool J song, it's the best of both worlds. It's free. It's fun. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Link to register to compete is in the description for this episode. And if you're a voyeur and you just want to watch, you can also come to spectate. Now, let's turn to our conversation with Wheezy. And if you want to chime in with the conversation had in this episode, please use the hashtag InnerHoUprising so that we can see what you're saying on the internet. And you can also use the now listening hashtag PodIn so that other people can see what you're talking about. All right, here we go. All right, so now we're going to go into our topic of the day, which is called...
Fuck It.
Fuck It, yes. And we are here with Wheezy What The Fuck. Is that how I should say it?
Yeah, it's weird. You know, that started as my Instagram name, and then people come up to me and say it.
Oh my God, you're Wheezy What The Fuck.
So I've only had that Instagram name because whenever I do something, my friends generally say that. Like, Wheezy What The Fuck.
You're one of those.
Yeah, I am.
Like a good What The Fuck or a bad What The Fuck?
Nah, it's bad.
Okay.
If you've heard a show, you know it's bad.
All right, well, we're here with Wheezy What The Fuck, but we're not going to judge you here. Pronoun she, her, right?
Oh.
Yeah. Or no?
Okay, come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I was like, oh no, we're so sorry.
Y'all bitches on point. I just be like, so you niggas. Basically.
Pronouns nigga, no. Wheezy is a 20-something-year-old black tech professional by day and one half of Loudspeakers Network's Horrible Decisions podcast, also by day.
Or night.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
It's day when I tell my boss, like, I'm going on an appointment. Then it's by day.
Okay, cool. Gotcha. Along with her co-host, Mandy, Wheezy covers everything from double penetration to paying for penis with an array of guests such as couples, doctors, porn stars, dom subs, activists, celebrities, and more about their sex lives and zaniest kinks. And she joins us today to talk all about pegging.
Pegging.
Welcome. It's really funny that every time I go on a podcast, people want to talk about pegging with me when generally I'm not the quote unquote pegger on the show.
But interesting.
I have pegged. I'm just not necessarily the peggy.
Yes.
You know, like if you want to call it like Pegasisters, like great. But also,
that's a beautiful term.
I came up with Pegasus from Broad City. So that was my first encounter with learning what pegging was. And then literally weeks later, it happened to me. Y'all watch Broad City?
Yes. I watched the
first couple of seasons.
I'm going to be honest. If I had to fuck with any kind of white ally, it's going to be there.
Is it Abby, Alana, or both?
Both.
Okay. And what's great about them that I love is like people wrote in like, your show is dope, but like, where are the black people? And they were like, okay, we're going to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, a bunch of niggas was in the next season. And I appreciate that.
And they have no problem on the show like saying that they're checking themselves all the time. Like, well, they'll be like...
I agree.
Yeah.
And I'm a black Jew, so I have to say, like, if anyone is going to be perfect to be with black people, it's Jews. Like, I had a man tell me, I was out in a bar once, and I'm from Florida, so people are like, you know, just fucking racist.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you're beautiful. Like, what's your ethnicity? What kind of Latina are you? I was like, oh, I'm actually black and Israeli. And he's like, wow. like the most hated people in the world. Huh?
Oof. Wow. Oof. Great, like, conversation starter.
Dude, I was so uncomfortable.
Why would he say that to you?
I don't even know if he meant to
is
say it.
Is that water
like that.
Cooler conversation?
It must be.
I think it genuinely.
Was he trying to fuck him? Like, I don't what
I think he wanted some pussy until he found out I was like Negro and a Jew.
And he was like, now I just want to talk about it. Like, what happened there?
Did I? I don't know if I ever told this story on my pod. I'm like looking at your outline and I'm trying to be respectful.
No, look, no, it's fine.
Because Mandy gave me the motherfucking eyes like, bitch, hello. No. Do you see this?
We're cool. We're cool.
So I don't know if I told this on my pod, but I was dating someone that brought me to their family's house a few hours outside of Florida. And while we were driving up, he's like, listen, you know, I haven't talked to my mom in years. And I was like, yeah, no. And he's like, I didn't tell you why. He's like, my mom was pretty racist to some of my friends and, you know, had to cut the relationship off. He was white. Sorry. And he was like, and I really want to just kind of like rebuild it. My mom's getting older. I'm getting older. And I want to try. So I have to ask you something. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, can we just not talk about your ethnicity? Because I just want it to just, ooh, you know, come on its own. He's like, and now I'm fucked up. I'm tears in my eyes. Yeah. I'm in the car with this guy who's like fucking what, gonna pass me for like, I don't know, just a brunette. Like, I'm nervous. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God, is this why you didn't want me to get curly hair? I'm like fucked up.
God.
So he's apologizing. He's like, let's turn around. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Because I get it. Like, your parents are a piece of shit, but you also feel like you have, what are you gonna do? Mm-hmm. You know, and I love this person.
Yeah, not everybody wants to disown their parents.
Yeah. And if you cut your parents off for it, like, you tried. Mm-hmm. So we get there, and the family was actually nice. His sister's a lesbian, which to me already was just like, oh, and her black-ass
girlfriend. There's a minority.
Girlfriend.
Oh, okay. So the doors are open. Okay.
So she was like, yeah, I'm really missing Sheree. And she, like, shows me her phone. I was like, oh, bitch, you wanted me to know. No. So I'm like, okay.
Interesting.
So we get to the table, and I'm getting drunker and drunker, right? They're these, mm-hmm, like, Georgia family and, like, you know, honkies. Mm-hmm. So I brought mac and cheese.
Was it baked?
Yeah.
Okay. She did it right.
I did it right.
I feel it.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you how it came
I'm
out,
like,
bitch.
Are you more Jew or black? No,
get my the father fuck out was the Jew me. One, so oh, he okay. didn't cook.
I got you, got you, got
so
you.
So I'm sitting there, and everybody's going on about this mac and cheese, and I'm getting drunker and drunker. And finally, his mother says, I mean, wow, like, how many different types of cheese on here? This is amazing. Where did you learn this recipe? And I said, and it came out on accident, from my black-ass mama.
Just like that? I just want to make sure. Exactly like that.
I might not say black ass, but I said for my black mom. Yeah. And then I remember his sister looks at me and she goes, well, I definitely didn't have the news this week. I just want to say, I definitely wasn't the, like, you know, the problem this week. I'm like, oh so you'd
shit.
Really rather your son, like, suck dick than just be with a black girl. Like, cool. Kind yeah. of, like, a little different from what I'm used to, but yeah. okay. And, yeah, his dad apologized to me outside. For
that
what,
was nice.
He said, you know, I don't know what he might have told you. We're not racist. We just don't want him to, like, have mixed breed kids.
Yes. What a fucking weird
like,
ass.
Yes, you
where's the apology?
It's like a Louis C.K. joke, isn't it?
It was so weird.
We just don't want fucking niggers in the family. Sorry.
Yeah, no, no, no. Like, we can't. Like, you see how your hair is, like,
you
kind of frizzing
it, right?
up a bit?
You get
oh,
it.
No, no, no.
I'm not with that.
Wow. Did you say breed?
So I told the guy I was dating what happened. We left. He apologized over and over. And we broke up shortly after. Not because his family was the problem. Because, hey, can I blame you for your family being a piece of shit? When technically, he did the right thing. He went off on him. We left. Mm-hmm. What more could I ask of this man? However, where I really got fucked up was, like, I saw how happy he was to be with them. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
it's never going to work.
What if we end up together?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it sucks. And that was the time when I took a break from white peen for a little bit. But I went back once I moved to New York. I was like, oh, you got a Euro dick?
is that what you're on right now, Euro dick?
No, I'm fucking okay. black men again because just I'm tired of, like,
those
white
encounters.
People. Mm. Not necessarily the men I've dated. The white men I've dated have been fine. New mm-hmm. York white men are a totally different breed. Mm-hmm. You know what
are
I mean?
Are they better?
They're
or
not
worse?
Florida men.
Oh, wait. They're not Florida. You know?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Florida.
New Yorkers
yeah.
in
okay.
general, they've been around people that are other colors. Like, I really haven't been around any white men in New York that have made me feel uncomfortable while dating me. You know, they understand mm-hmm. my hair, that mm-hmm. they can't touch it sometimes, that they can. Like, yeah. they just seem better.
I think it's a different kind of racism, but I also don't date them.
It's a hard thing. Seeing a pink dick for the first
that
time.
That is not, that's not my issue.
It's jarring. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. My old roommate at the time, I think I was 21 years old. And yeah. I was like, yo, I just can't do it. And she's like, dude, look at your mom. Just, I mean, she's living it.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, I guess, but I will say I kind of fetishized white men for a little bit because
Didn't we all?
Yeah, for sure. I like enjoyed like fucking white men from different countries. Like, what the fuck is Kazakhstan? Like,
that's I want to try that.
You know, just did it was fun and like the accents and like travel. And I was traveling in Europe so much of the time that like I got turned on to it. But I think what happened later for me is like, and this is very recent. I mean, I just started fucking niggas again in August.
Damn, it's fresh.
Having my show and being so pro black and feeling guilty about dating white men. That was just the truth, you know? And I loved black girls being able to say, hey, like, now I'm trying different men too, but it was hard.
Like, is that why you ultimately went back to black men? Because you felt guilty?
I'm not saying I won't fuck white men again, but...
Would you marry a white man?
I felt guilty about thinking that I was just only seeing white men. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, am I not seeing black men anymore?
Oh, okay.
I think that's what was happening. I go out and meatpacking a lot. I live near LES and Soho, right? Yeah. So... I'm around white people, so it just started happening in circles. But then I felt guilty for genuinely being like, nah, I need to be with a black man. I'm just going to let this white man get this good-ass black bitch? No.
That is activism.
Like, oh, no, technically, because I'm doing well in life, I can't be with you because I have to. We got to be a power couple. You think I'm about to watch all these niggas on Instagram with their bitch and not have my two cents, too? No. We are hashtagging goals.
I hear you. I hear you.
But, yeah, that's what happened.
That was a nice little aside. Okay, so what the fuck is pegging?
Okay, so you guys have never talked about pegging on your show?
We have talked about it in passing, but we have, like, dedicated episodes towards topics, so we've never done the official pegging episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never.
So this is the official woman pegs man episode.
Okay.
And if you're a nigga who likes to get pegged, we'll do that at a different time.
Yeah. So it's crazy. With all of our listeners, we still can't find a black man that wants to get pegged. I really wanted to have a guy pegged on. He's Australian. Mandy was like, no, I think we should have a black dude because then it'll turn into white people shit. So,
yeah,
funny you're talking about pegging with you guys today, whereas, like, Mandy recently, within the last few weeks, has, like, really been on the forefront with her pegging. And when we first started the show, we were just saying, like, remember when I was talking about pegging and you were saying, or wanting to bring it up? She was like, we got to ease niggas onto this. We can't just talk about pegging with black people. And then, like, low-key, like, it became everywhere. We went on Brilliant Idiots and talked about pegging. I went on Van Lathan's show and talked about pegging. And then she's been on other shit to talk about pegging. It just keeps going, right? So pegging is when a woman puts a strap-on on and fucks a dude in the ass. Now, obviously, people think this is gay because we associate anal sex with men as homosexuality. I don't know who said it. Might have been Michelle Hope, but she said the key to your masculinity is not in your asshole. And it's true.
It's not?
And it's...
Wow. What a surprise.
I did not know that.
Who would have known? You know what I mean? Like, I got it.
Mind blowing.
But I guess where it always fucks me up is just like societal ways have kind of made us figure out what's gay and what's not.
Yeah.
And I hate that. I actually just listened back to an episode I did on another podcast where they had this discussion of is sucking, if I could suck my own dick, would I?
That was the Red Pill podcast, right?
Yes. Yeah. And he's like, well, that would be gay. And I'm like, but you would jerk off, right?
What?
So you could touch a dick but not put it in your mouth? Like, where do niggas come up with these
theories? Lines that are drawn are so weird.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's gotten us to the place where men don't clean their butts now.
Because they don't want to touch their own asshole.
Yeah, fuck out of here. I actually, you know, I've grown so much doing my podcast with learning how much I hate hearing the words no homo, that's a New York thing, like shit like that. Like, and really saying things like encouraging, oh my God, that's so gay. All of this shit is tied around why men are scared to enjoy their bodies in ways that they associate to be gay. And that's the thing that really sucks, right? Like, because it's so, just imagine, like, you think all these gay niggas is out here fucking each other in the ass because they just will do it for fun? No, it's because it feels good. You know, but I mean, I could dive into it a little bit. So I haven't had many experiences with strapping up, just twice, but I've had a lot of experiences with, like, fucking dudes with other objects.
What are we talking?
Yeah, so my first one, I actually think I talked about it in my first or second episode on Horrible Decisions, was fucking with this dude, model dude, and I was using a dildo on myself, and he pulled it out of me and took my hand and, like, put it in his own ass.
Wow.
While he was fucking me.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, my God. So then, like,
that's an experience.
Right? When did that happen? How old were you when that happened?
This was, like, 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. How old was he?
Oh, and what was 33, maybe?
Was he white?
Yes, he was Australian. Okay. So
that feels Australian to me.
Yeah.
Australian niggas have nice asses and are a little bit more sexually fluid, I think.
Yeah, they are.
They give those vibes.
I think because they just don't care like we do, right?
Yeah.
So much like women are okay with their bisexuality or wanting to kiss girls and shit like that, mm-hmm. there's not a complex there like there is for men. But generally speaking, it's been told time and time again that men and women on a Kinsley scale, like those that are bisexual, there's not really like more bisexual women than men mm-hmm. or anything like that. It's pretty equal. It's mm-hmm. just who can disclose that information and feel comfortable.
Exactly.
So that was the first experience. And then after that, he got really upset that I mentioned it on the podcast. And I was like, dude, nobody's going to know who you are. So he blocked me and shit.
Damn.
And then months later, I pegged him. But I was told not to say it on the show.
Uh-huh.
And I, of course, obviously won't share any details
mm-hmm.
about someone that they don't want disclosed. Mm-hmm. So being that nobody can find him and, you know, we're not on any other social media, I don't mind talking about it. Mm-hmm. So I had the pegging experience with him and I had used strap-ons with women before. Mm-hmm. And by the way, like, I don't know if you either have used a strap-on.
No.
But
I'm waiting.
So, like, it's a little difficult because depending on how heavy the dildo you get or whatever it is, mm-hmm. prosthetic stimulator is, mine were always jelly, and they would kind of pull down the strap. So I would have to hold it and fuck at the same time. Like, it wasn't always great. So when I got the strap for pegging, I really liked it because it was plastic, and it was a lot smaller than a real dildo, right? Like, when fucking girls in their pussy, generally they could – or even pussy can take more than ass, generally, right? Mm-hmm. So I was getting huge dildos for, like, fucking girls in their pussy. Yeah. And then with the strap on with the dude, the pegging stimulator thing was, like, prostate stimulator. It's really thin.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, wow, like, I have good stroke game now. So
you're going to town.
Yeah. But what's been crazy about my pegging experiences is the people that I've done them with mm-hmm. really were like, I don't want you to talk about this on your pod. And that in itself made me feel guilty because it's just like, damn, you enjoy this so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's an inherent shame around
it. Like, you can't even
that.
Know that I'm going to talk about it. Nobody will know who you are.
Yeah.
You know? So that sucks because I explore all these sexual experiences and people are totally cool with me talking about them. Even, like, famous men I've had sex with. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, yeah, just give me that nickname. You can do this, blah, 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 blah. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good thing, though, right? Because...
But, like,
they
to me,
pussy.
You got something more to lose than a regular nigga that enjoyed prostate stimulation.
By fucking you?
No. I'm saying, like, they don't care that it's out there that we've had sex.
Mm-hmm. Like, if they have, like, a wife or something like that? Or
well,
if
I don't
it fucks
fuck married
up
niggas, but, like, just saying I think a famous person has more to lose
mm-hmm.
than a regular dude hearing that experience that got fucked in the ass, and he's just like, oh, my God, fuck no.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been really surprised that, like, that is, like, the be-all, end-all. Even fingers.
Mm-hmm.
I sucked someone's dick, put fingers in his ass, and he's like, don't talk about this part. And I'm like, yo, calm down, my nigga. Like,
is there anyone who is openly an advocate for it or, like, that you've had sex with who's like, yeah, I don't care?
So I dated someone for a while. His name was Jeeves. We talked about him on the show, and he's so supportive of my podcast, and he wasn't into pegging or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when we've talked about anal play, he did make it seem like he didn't want that a part of the show. And as someone that's, like, super liberal and woke, I was a little bit surprised about that.
Wow.
But he would, like, use things on himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of like, you know, not really, like, seeming like he wanted us to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I'm now thinking that maybe that's why we didn't, because I have this show.
Mm.
Opposed to, like, where Mandy is having the opposite experience as I am, where
mm-hmm.
men are, like, wanting to do it for their first time with her.
Mm-hmm. So, like, people are hitting her up.
Yeah,
after
like, she's been annoyed about it. Like, niggas just be hitting me up like, I want this. And she's like, what the fuck?
That's weird.
Yeah, but I get it because maybe she talks about it in a way that makes them feel so comfortable. Like, if you're super experienced in doing something,
mm-hmm.
someone's, like, if a nigga was like, yo, I got a huge fucking dick and bitches be coming every time, I'd be like, oh, word? I think that's what's happening when they listen to it.
She's giving, like, the ideal beginner's peg
experience.
Like, now I'm kind of interested.
Also,
I want to be with her.
I do enjoy pegging, but I am such a sub that I think it's not something that men see with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's something I wanted to talk about. So how does, like, the DS dynamic work out? Like, first of all, are they power bottoming or are you, like, really taking control physically?
I've only bent one guy over, but the other times it was on their back. Mm-hmm. And I didn't seem to have too much control. Like, not like you would think. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't, like, pounding niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think maybe
you're
I was overly thinking
them
of
the
it.
Strap.
Yeah, I was, like, really making it intimate. But I'm also really fucking emo. Like, most of my sex is like that.
Was Death Cab for Cutie playing while you were...
I mean, it wasn't like that. But...
I'm just fucking...
I didn't have my, like... What are those bracelets called? The little jelly bracelets?
Oh, those? The snap ones?
I was totally that bitch in high school, though. Like, I wanted to be the black Avril Lavigne. That's some real shit. I was like, can I just have laid edges and be Avril Lavigne? But turns out I don't have laid edges now, so. But yeah, like, I think that maybe it's not, and maybe men associate pegging, too, with being dominated, and that's mm-hmm. why they're also shunned from it, mm-hmm. right? Because wanting to be this masculine and dominant person from your woman, feeling like pegging takes that away, can't do it. Mm-hmm. So I think the reason the men had been comfortable with me is because they had been super masked with me, or they are super masked men, and we're still like, okay, as long as I'm not like doing something that makes me feel compromised or a position, then it's good. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't talking shit to these niggas, but I mean, I spit on it and shit, and like they seem to like that.
Yeah,
I love like a slow drip dick spit. But the pegging that I've done was not with dick shaped stimulators.
Mm-hmm. These are prostate stimulators.
Right, so they were like kind of cylinder. Mm-hmm. Actually, I can't even find the one I have. And I only had one, and I put like condoms on it, and mm-hmm. no one asked me if I'd use it before, so that made me feel really good.
Mm-hmm. Why did that make you feel good?
Because I don't know how I would go around with being like, yeah, I've used this sex toy before, and I'm going to fuck you in the ass with it too. Because I don't know if I would feel good with a dude using a sex toy on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is it made out of?
The one that I have feels... Think of like a cheap vibrator, like that Doc Johnson, like plasticky feeling vibrator. But the only reason I use those are because they're a lot cleaner than the silicone and jelly toys, which I really, really like.
Because those never get clean, right?
Well, they can, but it's like hair sticks to it and shit like that. Like, I just used one with this girl I'm seeing, and like, we were using it, started eating each other out, picked it back up, and hair was all over it. You know what I mean? It's sticking to itself. So I have sex toy cleaner and shit like that I use. But the one I have is super, super small. It looks like I have a pencil dick. However, I bought this double dong recently to use with her. Mm-hmm. And when I was looking up the reviews on Adam and Eve, people were talking about using it with their partners for like pegging, mm-hmm. like using it with each other, like ass to ass. Basically,
nice.
Booty, booty, double dong, like giving it back and forth.
Yeah.
But yeah, most of my experience fucking men has been with toys in my hand, not the strap. Mm-hmm. And they've really, really liked it. And I think that maybe like the strap on feels scary. So I guess that's why I've kind of like gradually worked on to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when whatever kind of ass play you're involved with, would you say it's primarily the men bringing it up to you, or you saying, "Oh, maybe let's introduce a finger or something like that."
I lick ass like while sucking dick. So,
Do you ask beforehand?
Yes.
Okay. How is that usually met?
I didn't used to, but I just ask if I can go lower once I'm at the balls, and then that's pretty much implied. Mm-hmm. If not asking beforehand, now I haven't always been woke to consent. I have to be very honest about that. Mm-hmm. Like, I did not always ask. I kind of just tried. And if you said no, you said no.
Yeah.
Plenty of times I've, like, put a finger there, a little bit of pressure, and, like, men have, like, kind of been like, oh, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. But now now that I have this podcast and now that I'm learning more about myself and what people like and want and what's right, now I'm all about the consent. Yeah. So, like, the second a dick is in my hand and, like, I ask for everything and niggas love it. Mm-hmm. I, like, ask if I can put their dick all the way in the back of my throat. I ask permission for everything.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes I say sir, but that's just naturally because I just want you to talk to me like that. I, like, beg for a nigga to talk shit to me almost.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was bad, wasn't it? And they're like, no, I liked it, but it wasn't bad. I mean, look it up and down. But, so once I'm at the balls, I feel like that's just been, like, a kind of easy way, especially if it's not someone that I've, like, sexted with yet. Mm-hmm. So if I'm at the balls and they're fully showered, because I don't eat ass after, unless it's like shower.
That's
fish.
Another thing I was gonna ask, like cis het man ass.
I don't eat women
me.
Ass after like
a day,
like unless a full shower day. Fresh.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense too.
Pussy, I will, but not I just, ass.
I know
why.
That women.
Yeah,
I mean, know I that women why. Shower fresh, and I feel like not all men do.
They don't.
That's scary.
You know why? Because there's two places where I feel like people don't really wash well, and it's the bottom of their feet and their assholes.
Yes. Like it takes time to clean your asshole.
Especially when there's hair in it.
And they are in and out of the shower too fast for me to think that makes sense. And even in and out, like if they take a shit, I'm like, I don't think you really wiped.
No.
You have to have baby wipes in your
Do you know how long
thing,
it takes for me to wipe my ass
it,
till it's
it takes
white?
Me so fucking long, Weezy.
I spit
People think
on
I'm
tissues.
Doing nothing in there. I'm like in there, like getting
Why
in.
Why do you guys use so much toilet paper? Because we wipe our ass,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Like fully.
I hate when people ask me why. I hate when men say that. Why do you so much? Because I clean my asshole and there will never be a skid mark in my panties. How about you, buddy?
Exactly. Exactly. And they're like, okay, let's not walk down that path.
You know what? I'm not here to talk about how to clean your ass. But you can Google that shit.
You can definitely Google
that shit. So, right, I started the balls and then I asked if, like, the licking is okay. And I've never really gone more than licking on a first round of sex. Mm-hmm. Just because I feel like, let me see how you enjoy it and if you're into it. Then the next time, like, I'm just giving oral sex, I'll do the ass again mm-hmm. and, like, hold my hand towards the bottom of their back and ask if it's okay if my hand's there. Okay. And then I've asked if I can use a finger. Mm-hmm. If I didn't sext and ask before.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
But I do like to ask for boundaries now before sex.
Is sexting, like, is that always the real boundaries? Like, you know how people, like, shit talk and they talk themselves up and then when it really gets in the moment, they're like, eh, does that ever...
I haven't had anyone really, like, when people tell me no, they tell me no. But
good.
The last person I did a real, like, consent check with was a dude I called on my show, Blue Check. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, like, I think we should be totally upfront with what we're into and what we're not into. Because he's listened to the show. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, oh, I've heard you, like, spit in your mouth and you like being called this and this. And I'm like, nigga, hold up. Now to everybody.
Yeah.
You know? So I was like... When I'm sucking your dick, can I lick your ass? And he's like, yeah, that's okay. Like, I'll let you know if I'm not into it. I'm like, okay, well, why don't you, like, pull my neck if it's making you feel uncomfortable? Because he's like, he said to me in a text message, mm-hmm. sometimes I don't know how to say no or not to make it weird.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I get that because mm-hmm. a lot of women and men do that because they don't know how to say they're not enjoying something, yeah. which we should. Like, why can't I have control of my body and fear for making you think it's bad? Mm-hmm. From there, I asked more and more and more if fingers were okay. And he was like, I don't know if I can handle more than a finger. Can we talk about that at another time? Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I don't think that it's right for me to then just push it up on you and then you change your mind. No. Mm-hmm. You know, I asked him about spitting in his mouth. I asked him about slapping him in the face and calling him names. Mm-hmm. And he was cool with all of it.
That's good.
Yeah. And he asked me the same. I actually had to, like, retract. So I told him I love being called, like, a good girl and slut and things like that, right? Yeah. When he was fucking me, he called me a bitch. Doesn't seem like a big deal, mm-hmm. maybe for him, mm-hmm. but it was for me. Mm-hmm. So the next time he came over, I was like, I know this might seem like a big deal. Like, not like a big deal, but just don't call me bitch. Yeah. Like, I know calling me a whore and a slut during sex.
They're not the same.
Just as
it's not,
just,
they're not the same.
Though, yeah. Why, though?
No, I don't know why, but I completely understood. I was like, no, I didn't say bitch. I said whore, slut. Well, those two things are great.
Everybody's like, little slut? I'm like, okay. But,
all right. That's actually perfect.
Right? Like, let me know I'm a tiny little whore.
Yeah. Yeah. Infantilize me, but like,
just
not.
Imagine someone like, you a big pussy hoe. What?
Damn, son. After a while, you'd be like, you mean
and that? I really don't want to be a hypocrite in saying you can call me this or call me that, but I can't explain why it makes me uncomfortable or not.
I mean, whatever. Like, fuck it. Some black people don't like the N-word, and that's fine. Like, we don't even have to explore why.
I've been trying to figure out if I should stop.
Why? Because you're mixed race?
No.
Okay.
I feel like, can I be woke and use it?
Mm. Why can't you be woke and use it?
I feel like... reclaiming a word is a different thing, but then I'll be honest with you, I don't like when, or I get uncomfortable mm-hmm. when I see gay men use the word with each other. Mm-hmm. Like, I just felt uncomfortable saying that out of my mouth.
I think as a, I'm probably gonna bleep that, but as a not gay man, it makes sense for you to feel uncomfortable because you shouldn't be
like
saying
a white
that
person
word.
Would feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you why. I have seen my gay friends cry over it and be very hurt. Mm-hmm. And I hear it in music, and I think people don't understand how hurtful it can be. I don't really hear that used as a term of endearment amongst gays, more as it is to talk shit about another gay.
Mm, and that I is feel very like true.
With mm-hmm. black people, we don't use true. Nigga to make other people feel bad. We use it to show you my
We're
nigga.
Friends,
I love
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I fuck with you. Mm-hmm. But with that word, I don't feel like it's used as a term of endearment. Mm-hmm. And I don't really like the context that it is used in. Mm-hmm. And whereas I, as a, you know, cis woman, can't really, I mean, I'm sorry, cis bisexual woman, I'm not a gay man. I won't go through that struggle. Can't really speak for you and say, like, that's fucked up. Because, I mean, at the same time, I feel like that's white people and their Black Lives Matter shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't want to really, like, cross over there. But it does make me feel uncomfortable because mm-hmm. I know you're not saying like you might. You don't use it like that. Mm. You be using it to talk shit about other gays that are, what, gayer than you? It's weird.
Yeah. It seems like it's stemming from a place of internalized homophobia.
Yes, it's not endearment. But nigga is.
Mm-hmm. And you know? So is bitch sometimes.
Have you ever called one of your right friends like, nigga, and they kind of like, and they like give you that little smirk like, they're comfortable with me.
To be honest, I don't have white friends.
I don't.
And I also feel very, it makes me uncomfortable to say the word nigga around white people.
I'm going to tell you why.
And sometimes it slips out and I'm like,
started and don't stop because I'm not code switching anymore. Not with my white friends. Mm-hmm. So I've actually had, it's really interesting and I want to talk to you about that. I have a white coworker that I've been getting close with, and I nigga just be flying out my mouth.
Yeah, okay.
And like my other coworker, my work husband who's black, he'd be looking at me like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. And then I said to him, like, if I like her mm-hmm. and I fuck with her, should I stop just because she can't say it? Mm-hmm. Or should I be myself? Because that's I lived so with a white hard. Dude as a friend.
Yeah.
Friend of mine for 3 years. And I would come home. I was working at a cell phone store back in the day. And I would be like, these niggas be fucking with me. And he's like, dude, I know it. I know it, man. Fuck him. Like,
those people are wild.
And he never, like, I could see it in his eyes. He would never seem uncomfortable. Yeah. He would never need to reciprocate. But, like, he could just take it and understand she's not using it for, like, it's not for me to use back.
She's expressing herself.
And that's how she's saying it.
Yeah.
So I feel like with my white friends, if I'm going to have them in my life and if they're going to, like, do I switch with them?
No, you shouldn't code. Switch. You shouldn't code switch around your friends. I code switch around white people because I don't like them and I don't want to.
Oh, you don't have white friends. Oh,
I don't want to engage with them in the way that's actually myself. But if that's your actual friend, yeah, be yourself.
Right.
And the moment she says, nigga, that's another conversation to be had.
So that's never happened to me.
Uh-huh.
One of my close friends, I don't know if y'all know Lady W, Dubs. She is like really old school YouTube sensation and she told me like, bitch, one of these hoes said nigga in front of me and she's like, and it wasn't her friend, it was a friend's friend.
Okay.
And she said I had to stop her and say, like, what the fuck, bitch, you'll get your ass beat. And the girl was like, oh, I know, but like Drake says it. And she was like, yeah,
what? How is that? She that's said, honestly God. The worst example.
It was like, Drake of all people.
But she made a great point. Dub said, when he says it, he's not talking to you. Mm-hmm. And that is a great point to make when white people listen to music and want to say, nigga, he not talking to you. They not talking to you.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, just take it. I have been out with my white friends to music festivals when niggas come on stage. I remember the last one. It was Young Thug and Future. And I was looking at my white friend like,
you wait.
And
you wait
for that's a lot of nigga moments. He did such a good job. He was like, these be fucking with me. I was like, come on with the bleeps. I loved it. And you know what? Like, I don't know why it's been so hard for me to cut that word off. You know, I don't know why. Maybe I'm from Florida and we're just ratchet. I don't know. But it has made me feel like I am connected to people that, I don't know, mm-hmm. in a different way. And it's something
well, ultimately,
special.
Why do you want to cut it off? Like, you talked about the F word, but.
Yeah. I don't think those two things are synonymous.
Well, like I said, I think because niggas term endearment, I've never heard the F word used in that way. To mm-hmm. endearing to anybody. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, you're my this.
Yeah.
Why do I want to cut it off? The more time that passes with friends in deeply rooted in activism and on front lines that don't use the word, mm-hmm. I'm like, huh, okay. And it's just like, you know, if white people do use the excuse like Drake says it, like, why would I? Mm-hmm. Like, if then I know just because you hear me say it, you feel more comfortable. But it's hard because it'd be like stopping saying, you my bitch, bitch, bitch. Like,
would you stop saying bitch?
No.
I'm not going to say what's the difference because obviously there is a difference.
I'm sorry, I just heard something.
They're wilding up there.
Yeah.
You know, I've never came to Queens for no podcast.
Oh, shit.
No.
We feel honored.
I'll be honest with you. I don't go above 30 blocks for podcasts.
We feel very honored.
Well,
thank you.
I mean, thank you. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. In the time of guys, we fucked problematic shit. Mm-hmm. I know you guys probably heard me, or maybe one of you wrote me or someone from your podcast wrote me when I was like, oh, like, if y'all don't want to fuck with horrible decisions, because I know it sounds like a moment that I'm trying to pub my own shit. Mm-hmm. There's other black girls and here they are. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt really bad in the Vice article when I read a few things where people were like, why would you just bring them up like Inner Hope Uprising? And it wasn't something I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And I did I didn't think it was shade, but it was kind of just like, okay, like, was this your way to, like, side talk about the other podcast? And I just felt like it was so crucial to, like, be there with other Black girls that talk about sex, especially that have done it before I have. I really don't have another Black girl podcast I'm, like, close to like that. Mm-hmm. I fuck with Cocktails in Atlanta, but, like, that's really it. They're not in New York.
Oh, so, shit. Come yeah. to the fold.
I just feel
we
like...
We fuck with all Black girl podcasts.
I mean, not like I don't fuck with them, but, like... I don't know. There's not like
talking like kiki.
Yeah,
with.
Like think, in a loudspeaker way, sure, but yeah. like not outside of that, really. Mm-hmm. So you know, I just want to make sure that I'm always open to doing that and always remembering to do that. You know, so like I think it was you who might have came up to me at Mouse's thing.
Yeah,
and like I just want to always remember mm-hmm. that like I should keep this in mind because. If we're 13.5% of the population and the podcast space is already so oversaturated, like yeah. I have to do my due diligence and like making sure that like I cross promo mm-hmm. when Black people need it too. Mm-hmm. Why would I not?
Yeah.
Because we're definitely not for everybody. We're for a lot of people, but, mm-hmm. you know, people write us all the time. And they're like, y'all host fight too much. And I'll be like, no, we just don't lie. You know, like yeah. I can't say that like, you know, I care about Mandy, you know, I love having her as a partner, but do we hold feelings back? No. But mm-hmm. what's great about that dynamic, though, is we don't bullshit either. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been in rooms with other podcasts mm-hmm. and they've told me, like, I can't stand her in their
shit.
Face, you know, or I could feel how tense it is and shit yeah. like that.
So which does make for a bad podcast episode.
It does.
So it's good that whenever you guys are feeling things,
you just
let
put
it out.
Yeah. yeah.
And then niggas love that shit.
They do.
People eat it up.
They do and they don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not for everybody, but it's
a lot not. But I feel like at least it's just become a part of like the authenticity of what yeah. we have, which yes. helps. Mm-hmm. You know, do I wish we didn't bicker? Sure. But the fact that we are really transparent also, I think, is a great thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard of podcasts that I praise and love, and I'm like, they be fighting? No. Maybe we just ain't that good. Maybe uh-huh. we don't. Maybe we need to work on our acting skills.
I mean, everybody fights.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a relationship at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And when I think creativity comes into it too, right? Mm-hmm. Like knowing that maybe someone doesn't like your idea that feels like a baby or you're
yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. so personal to you, mm-hmm. like that's hard. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, learning to grow is really great. I'm so glad Mandy and I are doing great, like, because we have this tour coming up
yeah.
with 8 cities.
Congratulations,
and thank
by the way.
You.
That's dope as fuck.
And we're talking about like sharing rooms. I'm like, my nigga, who would have thought?
Oh.
We could have a share room, bitch.
That's sweet.
Yo, one of the places, because I mean, you know, we're funding this ourselves, it's our own expenses.
Yeah,
one of the hotels I was like, yo, they ain't got double beds, so
you gotta share a bed,
like, you know,
we're sharing rooms, space.
I'm just like, this is fucking gross,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You know? So, I mean, I'm excited, I think it's gonna be great, a bonding experience for us, especially as like we get closer on this venture. Like, I want to make sure that we're pushing culture forward and also like. Our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to be stagnant while we're doing great.
Yeah.
How do more people love us and we have more hate? That's just not going to work.
Mm-hmm. It won't.
You know? Hell no.
Yeah.
So I'm glad.
That's dope.
Thank you.
This wasn't a part of the talking points, but this is something that we listened to and we were like, we wonder how that situation is going. The therapy episode.
Yes. Yeah.
What was your general thought about that after the fact?
Wow. I was so angry with her when I walked in that room and I can't tell you.
Because you didn't want to do it, right?
Yeah, I thought mm-hmm. it was very private. And I really felt sorry for obviously hurting her feelings. And, like, even now, I'm embarrassed to say that, like, I can't listen back to it. Even though, like, it's such a funny episode, like, I can't listen to it.
The therapy episode?
No. The flagrant episode that she was angry with. Mm-hmm. I can't even listen back to it without feeling like, how did I let it happen? And I think because at that day, I wasn't happy with Mandy, right? And so instead of just putting on that brave face and being a partner in our podcast, I didn't. And it takes a lot to also admit when you're wrong. I also think why I was a little angry with the therapy episode and my feelings after is I was very smug towards that therapist, but that wasn't how I felt towards Mandy. Mm-hmm. And that didn't come out, I realized. Right? Like, Mandy was sitting in front of me. I was looking at her in her eye. But the therapist was kind of pissing me off.
Yeah.
One, I liked her and I found her to be very smart. But I didn't like that she listened to Van's episode when, one, I was angry at Mandy. Mm-hmm. And that was the only opinion she had of me.
I didn't like that she listened to anything or had outside.
It's supposed to be objective.
Yeah. I felt like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That made me uncomfortable listening to it.
I wasn't happy with how she treated me. She also... Right before we started, 40 seconds before, mm-hmm. I stuck out my hand to shake her hand.
Mm-hmm. The therapist?
She did not shake my hand back.
That's weird.
And I remember Leah Mobb and Andrew Schultz and Alex were all walking out from filming Flagrant and texted me like, what the fuck was that?
That's mad weird. It was,
even Mandy. Me and Mandy were fucking with each other. I remember she looked like,
and oh, bitch. That was a bitch moment. Like,
oh,
bitch,
you know? And then she's like, oh, I'm Dr. Some Lady. And I'm like, get your ego out of it. Like, we don't know each other. Who cares what I thought of you before I met you? I was very happy with how, a lot of people didn't like how she talked to us.
I did not think she was.
But I think that people cannot understand how me and Mandy talk to each other. We looked like we were jumping across that fucking table. Mm. And I think she had to talk like that. I didn't get to listen to the Tax Tone in her episode. It's very hard to find old Tax Tone episodes. But she was highly recommended through Chris Moore of Loudspeaker. And I was really grateful. I don't know if anybody else could have done that. Me and Mandy have been to therapy since to work and do better.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And she wasn't talking. She was just a ref. She was like, okay, and Weezy, what? And you said what? Okay.
So you feel like you needed that first, like, jostle?
Yeah.
And, okay.
I mean, cool. And we really do such a better job with communicating. It's so funny. We had a meeting the other night, and I didn't want to say it to ruin it. But I was just looking at her, and I was like, damn, I hated being in the same room as you months ago. And, like, now I'm just so elated to know that the energy is different. Mm-hmm. So I'm really proud of what we were both able to do. Because it didn't just take me letting go. It took her letting go.
Yeah.
You know? Especially when Mouse's show, where we saw y'all, people were coming up to us and telling them how happy they were for us. Like, we broke up and got back together. That's what. And I was like, wow, that feels really good, you know? But, yeah, that was very hard for me. I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed about crying. I was embarrassed about putting our business out there. I was embarrassed about just opening that up for people to just pour in their negativity. Mm-hmm. It fucked me up. Mm-hmm. You know, people say so many mean things on the internet. And I know people are like, oh, just let that shit go. But I really value how people view me because there are people that might think that of me and not tell me. Mm-hmm. So, like, I want to know what you think so I can fix it. Mm-hmm. And if you really think I'm a cunt, like, I don't know what else to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not easy.
Yeah. This is also, we're just so off track. But this
see
is also.
See what happens?
Different creative personalities, but that's cool. Yeah. So as I was writing the bio for you, because I thought that I would just find like a separate bio for you and for Mandy, I was just like Googling or whatever. And I fell into Lipstick Alley. And that's a weird fucking place. So I don't know how to describe it for this show. I don't know. Like it's a message board of gossip?
Yeah, it's an anonymous, it's like a Reddit for black people.
Okay, cool.
That's a perfect way to say it.
That's a prime. That's words. Take that shit.
Yes, words, Reddit for black people. So I think like one of the first things was something like, we have this post and we're trying to figure out like who da-da-da is and who da-da-da is, like nicknames that y'all had for people on the show that you were dating. And I'm like, that's really weird. And that's a fucking invasion of privacy, right? Yeah. So how has being on this podcast and like reaching the level of fame that you guys have reached, how has that affected your personal lives and like that romantic way?
It's funny you bring it up because Mandy is like, nah, my nigga, we not talking about that shit. If people are on there to like hate what we do.
And that's what it seems like
it is. We shouldn't acknowledge it. But I generally was always like clicking on the thread initially because it was feedback at first, right? But then it got larger and it just got to a different place. And honestly, that site really jeopardized relationships I had with my old company. Like they sent fucking, I don't necessarily know if it's someone from there, but it is. So like my LinkedIn, my information got shared. They were calling my old job. And I guess because it was the last thing that they could find on LinkedIn, calling my old job, a store that I worked at 5 years ago, writing my mom on Facebook. And so I got so scared for my safety at one point just because, like, once my mom hit me up, I was terrified. Then I just tried to, like, shut down. I was like, what can I do? How can I get my name off of there? What can I delete? I mean, I deleted my LinkedIn. Yeah. I took off all this stuff out. I mean, like anything that you could find with my name and my phone number, I just like, I've changed everything. I was terrified. I fucking got a new bolt on my door. I was scared.
That's fucking scary. Because when did this happen?
God, like 2 or 3 months ago. And then like, then it turned into this thing where like, is she doing it because people don't like her anymore? And it was like, no, because niggas don't like me every day.
Is she hiding all her shit because people don't like her anymore?
No, like I was like really actively like trying to work on like getting my name removed off of the site.
Oh, got you.
You know? Yeah. And like, listen, like I know people will be angry with me every day. I know that I'm going to say something wrong because if I'm going to be organic, something wrong is going to fly out of my mouth. But just getting like private life compromised, that shit fucked me up. As far as it comes to the names of people I slept with, yeah, they had name dropped people. Some were wrong and some were right. Mm-hmm. And I was scared too because I really do my best to
protect the privacy.
Yes, I allude to certain facts, but like now it got me to the point where like I'm terrified to say where people live. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I'm fucking a new dude. And I'm like, I won't give no detail. I won't talk about anything but a beard.
Besides being a terrible fucking person and like terrorizing you, they're also making the show worse. Right? Because now you're like scared of what you're going to say.
Stories.
And that's one of the best parts of the show is that you're authentic about your personal life.
So now I've just made a commitment not to look. And I've done pretty well. Like, I haven't looked in like a month and a half. Mm-hmm. But the only reason I really wanted to is because I was like, no one on Instagram is telling me the truth. It is what it is.
Yeah.
If I can see your picture, you're not going to tell me the truth. Mm-hmm. Right? You're just not. They're very, very like, they curtail what they're saying to what they want you to know. Yeah. So if I read that site and they were like, Wheezy B talking over her too much, I'd be like, okay, I got to catch it. Mm. You know what I mean? Or things like that. Or Wheezy is blaming this or blah, 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 blah. But then, you know, it would come on to things like appearance, like I'm ugly, which like, okay, you know, like
everybody ugly.
To me, I don't really care about those things. But just once it got to private life, then that got very scary for me. And my family is very, very important to me. You know, my mom gets to the point where she'd be in Walmart and people be like, you Weezy's mom. And she loves it.
Oh, shit.
And thinks it's cute. But then I also get worried for other shit.
Yeah. That's,
like, I just don't know.
Yeah. It is scary.
I never thought people, I generally thought people were good. There's an episode, like, I think it's episode 10, where I said the street I lived on. You know why?
Damn, Weezy.
Because I had no idea that we would become.
Is it still up? I'll cut this part
I don't
out.
Live there anymore.
Okay, good.
Okay, cool.
Right? I'm like, yeah.
I was like, you should go back and cut that out. No, I'll do it for you. I'll do it for
and
free.
And I remember Mandy was like, why would you do, like, or we realize it later. And I was like, bro, because it doesn't feel like a big deal. But now it does. I had someone follow me home once and say, oh, Weezy, where did you live right here?
What the fuck?
I swear
people are
to you,
not
bro.
Okay. People are
Anytime
not okay.
Anytime this happens, I call Wax.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like Wax will save me.
Does he?
I mean, like,
explain who that is. Wax
is, we could say fourth mic or whatever on Brilliant Idiots, known for being Charlotte's bodyguard. Has a great podcast now. He just started it with L'Oreal, Bully and the Beast, I think. Yeah. It's so cute. I listened to their first episode, but everyone thinks I'm fucking Wax. But I think that's just because I'd be up under him so much because he just feels like a protector.
Yeah.
So, like, if some, I mean, it could be 4 a.m. I don't know if he's with a bitch or what's going on. But I just call him and he always makes me feel safe. Like, yo, you need me to come over there? And I'd be like,
yeah.
You know, because I just, I don't know. I'm so lackadaisical with things that I don't really realize maybe sometimes putting myself at risk. Mm-hmm. So the day that dude walked me, he didn't walk me.
When did that happen?
Man, that was a month ago. And this was at the time.
What the fuck? Are you okay?
I just like,
I feel like these past
every time
I
say these crazy stories, like, yeah, it was like,
it was yesterday.
It was. So all of this stuff started happening recently, right? So the first thing with people calling my job, that was like 2 months ago. Then the whole thing with my house, that was 1 month ago. So it makes me really like hypersensitive to shit now.
Yeah.
So I'm walking home and this dude's like, yo, you cute, mom, da da da. And then he was like, yo, do I know you? And then I just kept walking. Because I don't want to talk to nobody at 3 a.m.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Right when I'm at my door, he's like, oh, word, Wheezy, you live here. And that
what a
fucked
fucking
me up.
Creep.
And I turns around, I said, no, but my nigga that will beat your ass lives here. I damn sure lived there. But I was trying to play it off, you know what I'm saying? And I was like buzzing shit to act like I didn't live there. Because I didn't know what to do. Yeah. You just don't know who will kill you.
Yeah,
you and a
don't.
Bitch is watching way too much Netflix right now. I watched too
and
much.
And according to Netflix, everybody will kill you at any point in time.
Dude, I always feel like my life is at risk after a Netflix show. Bird Box, I didn't get sleep for a week.
I don't leave my house for the next day just to like... Bruh. Decompress from the fear that built up from anything I watch on
that
Netflix.
That was awful. Besides Trevante Rhodes fucking and making out with Sandra Bullock in the movie.
And I actually thought Sandra Bullock looked better when she was younger, but in the movie, that didn't make no fucking sense to me.
What, how? Right?
Like how she looked?
Huh?
That white people can age well?
No, I just
she's
mean
not problematic.
I mean in the movie.
That's just gonna say that. It's because she's not racist.
I didn't like them in the movie. I thought she looked like an old aunt.
What?
Yeah.
Well, there was a scene where
and
I was like,
I didn't feel any chemistry between them at all. I thought she was gay and I wanted her to be with Sarah Paulson in the beginning.
Okay, I'm going to be real with you. I got, like, kind of the opposite. Like,
really?
This is someone that, like...
You feel like she's getting hotter over time?
Yeah, like, and then also, I don't think she was meant to be so beautiful in this movie. Like, the world's over. They're not going to dress her up too much. Sure, they want her to look a little stressed. And I think she was in a really natural state. And at that age, I did find her beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You know? I think she looks good.
Right? I mean, it's probably because she got them black-ass kids. Yeah.
I thought the only part that was weird was, like, specifically... Not the in the bed part. The weird part was the fact that he was like, oh, my sister always let me touch her stomach or whatever. And then, like, their kind of bonding moment kind
because
of started
know
their relationship.
Any chemistry between them at
I
all. Romantically. Romantically.
I thought that was what was important. Like, we couldn't figure out what was going on yet. Yeah. Right? We didn't know.
But were they ever supposed to have romantic chemistry?
I don't think
because towards the end they were implied to be together, but I didn't. It still felt like aunt and nephew.
Maybe I just want to fuck him. Maybe that's what
it is.
I
all want to fuck.
It was
kind of
like one of those moments, like anybody who was there would get
bitch,
with
I
him.
I
want
to fuck him in that gay ass movie,
yeah,
bitch.
Movie.
I was like,
Moonlight was
shit.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Oh
hell yeah,
wall, please.
Yeah.
Red gold teeth. And he was talking real slow and dumb. Mm-hmm. I love that shit. You know I'm from Florida, bitch. But I love me a little gold tooth, doesn't it? I love niggas that act like that. Oh, and they be like, you know, what you think you smart and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, those do be the sexy niggas. I want to go back to safety, though, because I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I kind of want to have this episode where we were talking about before with, like, all these sexuality podcasters and the kinds of, like, bullshit that we get as, like, women talking about sex in very visible spaces. So besides just calling wax, like, what are you doing to protect yourself?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Now I have a bunch of weapons in my house.
Okay.
Like, in different places, like... I'm not going to say where they are, but, like, just know once, like, I could touch one in a second in my bed.
That's good.
And honestly, that kind of grew once the person knew my name. First, it kind of started from someone calling my work and writing my mom.
What the fuck did they say to your job? Every time you say that, I'm just like, huh? What the fuck did they say?
And they were just calling for Wheezy and then, like, mentioning my show. And then, like, one of them, they talked about drug use, how I, like, talked about drugs on my show. And I was just like, no, we're doing a mobile. Okay.
Why does it matter so much?
I guess anything to get you fired.
That's really scary because then it's just like people out there trying to ruin your life and why?
The crazy thing is I'm actively not fucking married niggas, so I really thought I'd be in the clear with like people trying to ruin my life.
Yeah, but, like, I'm not problematic. Yeah. Like, I'm not even doing anything.
Like,
why
would anyone try to ruin
my
life?
But, you know, from that moment, I was like, wow, I guess I could get fired for that. So I went to my job and the one I'm working at now, went to the HR. Mm-hmm. I was like, listen, I do something that's on social media, that's on different platforms. I don't use my real name, and I talk about a lot of racy and raunchy stuff. I was like, I don't confirm whether, and I was like, I've talked about drug use. I was like, but, you know, none of it's real. Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe I talk about this, and it might not be real. It's just acting.
Yeah.
I mean, who can say what I do is real?
Yeah.
Right?
It can never be confirmed.
Right,
even if you're, like, smoking weed on YouTube, no one knows if it's actually weed
if
or not.
If a person named Wheezy talks about a threesome she has last night, is it real? And so basically that was the only leverage I had.
Yeah.
You know, and he was like, well, do you do the things that you talk about? And I was like, meh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what else could I fucking say to protect myself? I don't know.
That was smart.
No, that was very smart. And say it before anybody else does.
Right.
Exactly.
I was like, do actors do what they do? And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was really it. So I also said, and if I do these things, and if you do believe me, if you listen to me, then what? Like, what? As long as I didn't mention the company name, as long as I didn't say my real name, and as long as I'd be open to a drug test, they don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't really tell coworkers because unless I want to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't feel the need. Like, as long as I can't get fired over the shit, whatever. And now I feel so much better about that. But back to your question for safety. Yeah, I mean, I have pepper spray and knives. Serrated knives, and I've taken self-defense classes and now learned how to use those knives to punch into an artery.
Oh, shit.
Not to mention, like, the boxing classes that I take are really rigorous, like, three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
So just, like, knowing where exactly to punch really, really, really helps.
Yeah.
I would suggest to all women, I'm actually going to read this out. Are most of your listeners in New York, I'm going to assume?
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to tell you guys about this place I went to. It's in the Lower East Side, and I would love if you guys want to come. So... I went with a friend, and it was such an amazing experience because it's free. So it's a self-defense class that happens on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. Mm-hmm. It's at a place called Smash. It's on 122 2nd Avenue, 7th Street and 2nd Ave. Mm-hmm. You could probably get off on the Union Square train. So I went on Sunday at 3 o'clock. It was an hour and a half. There was four other women in there, and we all talked to each other when we walked in. Everybody had an experience, and it made them go to that class. One person got touched on the train. One person got scared walking home. Shit like that. You go. You learn how to protect yourself. And now I'm just like, bitch, I can get all the dicks because I know what to do to cut them off.
Good. That's good.
We got to go. Yeah. How could we not know how to fight somebody off of us, at least to run?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know a 1-2 jab, but will that really stop a big nigga? I don't know.
True. Yeah.
I'll be telling Wags, like, I could get it now. I could get your ass down. Maybe for a few seconds.
That's good. I hope you never have to use that. But
me too. I really do. Might have
now.
To use it on one of these motherfucking hoes that been calling my job. Let me stop.
Nah, they're really wilding for no fucking reason. That's wild.
I think, like, when you put yourself in a place where maybe people, and maybe I have come off as untouchable, maybe I act that way. I don't know how maybe I come across, like, things are just good for me. And a lot of people don't like hearing that shit. Mm-hmm. People don't necessarily enjoy listening to people do well or happiness, right? For the majority, people love happy people. But
yeah, there's that like 0.1% of like,
dude, think
they
about
sociopaths?
When you put up a picture of yourself that you feel beautiful in, or anyone, right? A celebrity. There's always someone under there that's going to call you ugly and tell you how fat you are or how this and that. And it's like, that creates this fucking poisonous idea in your mind. And so, whereas I kind of used to just brush it under the rug, I don't anymore because I realize it's real. It's happened to me, you know, where people really try to jeopardize my livelihood over it.
Yeah.
And to me, like, you taking food out of my motherfucking
that's
mouth.
That's a
and
fact.
Motherfucking,
that's not okay.
I like steak. And dicks. By the way, you said paying for penis in the bio. What made you put that in there?
Oh, that's in your regular bio for the podcast.
Really?
Yeah. It says paying for penis.
Who wrote that?
Long time ago, you guys wrote that.
Mandy be doing that shit.
Did you have a specific thing to say about it?
No, oh, I just was like, so I
when you heard it, you were like, what's that about?
No, well, Mandy always jokes that I would say what I would pay for dick, but like, I'm like really an advocate for sex work. I paid for pussy. So I feel like I don't really see the big deal with like trying out paying for dick one day. And I would love a professional. I've been through a lot of droughts.
Yeah.
And the next time I am, I'm paying a fucking escort.
Would you ever buy a sex robot? I know that's a really weird question, but I'm a weird person.
Okay, I live in a New York apartment. So I don't know where I'm gonna put it. But
and then you gotta stay in the closet.
To assume I had a good 1,500 square feet, yeah.
Okay.
Now I don't remember why I would. I think I watched something where a girl fucked a sex robot.
It was that thing on Vice.
Yeah, Carly Slut Ever, whatever.
Yes.
Okay. Is she? Do we hate her? Is she canceled or anything?
I don't know.
Okay, because I like her stuff so far.
Should we?
Hate her? I've seen a couple of it. I mean, you
I don't
know white
it's
people.
Just
you,
white
never
women.
Know.
Okay.
You never
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
okay. You never
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've seen a couple episodes. I think it's cool.
Motherfucker's trying
no
to cancel Sin Santana. Like, and I love Sin.
Yeah,
like,
I saw
what?
That.
What are we gonna do? Like, bitch, I don't even want to tell y'all anything. You saw how I was tiptoeing around Broad City. Like, y'all watch it.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, I like it. And then she's like, oh yeah,
that's what was going on there. Okay.
Because I knew you didn't. Because you didn't.
Also, why we got quiet around Sandra Bullock? And I was just like, I think she's ugly.
You never. You just have this like a space after. And you look at each other like, please tell me I can still like this person.
Nah, yeah. There's mad white people who suck, man.
Yeah.
But like, I still kind of love them, though.
I just want one white person to stay untouchable, and that is Ellen.
That's Haley from Paramore for me.
Yeah, it's definitely Haley from Paramore. I don't know who mine is. I have to think about it a little more.
Why is Haley from Paramore the one?
She's cool. Because that's something that apparently all black people who liked alternative music, they all liked Paramore, and she hasn't done anything wrong yet.
Haley's actually grown because what was their first song ever? The slut shamey one, but we all
Misery
loved
Business.
It. Yeah, she was like, that's a slut shamey song.
Yeah.
But she
I'm
take
sorry
it back and apologize.
Yeah. I mean, she still performs it, but she's just like, I don't feel it that way anymore.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
White bitch.
We fuck with Haley from Paramore.
Yeah. Yo, I love the white girls when I go to like women's marches that like fucking hold up the signs like, I should thank black women. I'm like,
That's
so good.
The nice white ladies. Do you have any other pegging questions?
Specifically, what do you go to shop for? Like, is there a certain place that you go to get those toys?
Okay. So I like to do a lot of research before, like, right, knowing the inches and like all that kind of shit. So I would suggest, right, using an actual prostate stimulator before the strap, like, unless your man is super interested in the act of you putting it on and watching you wear it. But I think it's a little more important to, like, warm up the asshole first.
Yes.
So I would suggest buying, I think you just type in some like slim vibes.
Okay.
I've typed in slim vibrators and they generally pop up. And then I order one of those and then I've used it with those. Then once they're ready for pegging, because like once having it on, I don't know if any of you have ever worn a strap on, like, yeah. Especially because we don't have dicks, right?
Yeah.
We want to like fucking go hard. You know what I'm saying? And then like if anal sex is very, it's something you should take your time with. Mm-hmm. So if someone can't handle being fucked that hard, then maybe it won't be a good experience. Mm-hmm. So I suggest like getting dilators. So like if you look up anal training kits, yeah. It'll have like two or three different sizes that'll work with girth and length. Mm-hmm. Girth is always the big problem, right? For most women, men, whoever has an asshole, I guess, yeah. Right? So like putting fingers in, right? It's yeah. Like you could take it deep, it seems like, but you can't take two or three or four. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So like I think getting girth is the big deal, mm-hmm. Right? So I would mainly suggest really like getting the area like sloppy, like making sure you have the right lubes, yeah. Water soluble. I know Spunk is a good one. Getting natural lube, stuff like that, or even using the Crisco oil, the ones that come in the, there's a certain kind. What is it? I'll try to give it to you, ladies, so you can share with your listeners. But
is that degrade condoms?
Okay, so what I know about the Crisco thing, mm-hmm. Maybe it's a shortening something. So I had pelvic floor therapy before because I had issues with penetration, mm-hmm. And she was telling me that all of the lubes I was using weren't natural enough, and she suggested Crisco.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the doctor.
I've actually heard this from one of my good friends is a gay man, and he's like, he swears by Crisco.
Yeah. Hmm.
Specifically.
Like, a lot of the other things were burning me, so, mm-hmm. Like, I just think you should do something really easy, especially for someone's asshole. Mm-hmm. I've heard gay men use the Army or Swiss or something military grade, like, what's it called? That lube? Damn,
I don't know.
Y'all bitches didn't tell me you wanted to ask where you shot the shit. But basically,
I was curious.
What I would suggest, though, like with the shopping, is getting the dilators, slim vibrators, anything really slim so it's not that scary. Mm-hmm. Just imagine, like, your man, like, seeing you whip out this big old thing and be like, oh, nah, my nigga. Yeah. Nah. And, like, also, like, asking if you can go further or, like, having safe words, right? Like, yeah. I like colors, red, yellow, green. Mm-hmm. Just like the stoplights, like saying yellow for like just right there, but not too much more. And red is like stop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Also, when you pull your fingers out of someone, do it slowly. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. The sphincter muscle can get damaged easily by an entry or like an exit. Mm-hmm. So don't just jerk your fingers out because you're nervous. Like pull them slowly.
Yeah.
That shit can hurt.
Yeah.
You know?
Is there also like a sort of aftercare that you take with the people who you've anally played with or the men that you've anally played with? Does their masculinity need to be coddled at all? Or
how, to be honest with you, I really haven't talked much about the one dude because his mm-hmm. name was dropped once on like a thread. Okay. I don't think it was Lipstick Alley, but yeah. So the last dude I really strapped up and pegged with, he's really big. He's black, mm-hmm. He's big, I'm like wingspan, height, all of it. Mm-hmm. And I really thought he was going to have an issue because he's like super quote-unquote macho. Mm-hmm. And afterward, he kind of like smiled at me and he was like, what you about to tweet that you fucked the shit out of me? That you fucked me in the ass? And like he kind of made the joke first.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, like we lighten in the mood. But no, I just kind of make sure that, like, before
yeah.
I talk about how, like, listen, like, I only want you to do it if you're into it. Yeah. Like, I really have that conversation to let them. But most people, I'm sure with yourselves, like, men exploring sex with you two, it's very easy for them to want to try something because they know that you're open and you're not going to really kink shame. Mm-hmm. I think the main thing that we should do, more important than aftercare I really think is a big deal when doing things like beating or mm-hmm. degrading sex, which I don't find prostate play to be degrading. Mm-hmm. I think the main thing to do is not be on that like, oh, nigga, don't be asking me to fuck you on time. I don't want you bent over and blah, 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 blah. Like, women put that fucking stigma up, too, making men, like, feel like they can't, quote, unquote, be gay, yeah. You know? So I just would make sure that you're very cautious about how you talk about this. Mm-hmm. Don't tease. Also, don't throw it in somebody's face. Mm-hmm. I would hate for someone to be like, bitch, that's why I slapped you. That's why I spit on you, because you're mm-hmm. a fucking whore.
Yeah.
You know how that would feel? So just imagine if you fucking left a nigga and was like, that's why I fucked you in the ass with your gay ass.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, that's so abusive.
Yeah.
And we can't use someone's sexual pleasure against them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We can't. Mm-hmm. Unless you like to fucking fuck kids.
Yeah, unless that's what you're... Wait, yeah, what? Yeah.
What? I'm just thinking about R. Kelly. He's on the brain right now.
Oh, man. Yeah.
We don't... Let's not.
Yeah.
No.
Let's never do that.
But you did say something that made me want to... I wanted to ask it earlier, and it brought it back. We were talking about, like, being on the podcast and, like, being in that world, how it can affect your safety, but also in your personal life or in your sexual life or anything. Do you feel like people think that, oh, you're open, so, like, I could just do whatever. Like, you're automatically super freaky in every situation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We call it, you guys are hoes, so you do whole shit. That's what we
y'all
say.
Y'all hoes do some whole shit. Yeah.
Yeah. But... we've experienced that, so I wanted to know if that's something that you also experienced.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think particularly I have felt that with couples that listen to the show that really kind of make me feel violated when they meet me. Mm-hmm. And it honestly makes me get a little rude.
Yeah,
I've found that when people meet me that they like me. I think...
you're a likable person.
Thank you.
I'm
always, like, excited that when someone listens to the show. Or I'm sure just, like, you have probably experienced it when someone, like, looking at you and they're like, I don't want to...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, that's
it's
what?
So weird.
I'm so normal. I'm a regular person. Let's talk.
Like, come
and I
talk.
Think that's what's cool about being podcasters and celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because people know me from this. So, yes, I want you to tell me how much you like it. I do this for you.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm some actress who does a movie and, like, you know, like, no, I've started doing this for free. I pay for it. Like, I put my money into making a product to give you for free.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me that you love it. Come up to me.
Please.
But... couples do make me feel super fucking violated when they're like, because they hear about me loving threesomes, and they just like, yo, you know, if you want to fuck my girl and blah, blah, blah. And like, they just start with that shit. And I'm like,
hello, nice to meet you.
Dude, I was really rude to a couple that came out to me recently. I frequent a bar a lot. And this couple came up to me there and he's like, oh, Weezy, we love your show. And I was like, thanks. And I hugged them. And I said to his girlfriend, I was like, girl, look at you. You're so pretty. She was.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I be telling her all the time, like, I'd love to watch you eat her pussy. And I'm like,
that not okay.
I looked at nigga dead in boundaries. The face. And I was like, and why would you think I wanted to hear that?
Mm-hmm. Why would you think I even want to do that? I said she's pretty and that's it. Like, what the fuck?
What?
He jumped so many.
And then he didn't know. Yeah. He was like, oh, no. What you talk about on the show. And I was like, oh, but like when you've gone up to other women in your past, did you think they've never had sex before?
Exactly.
So like just because they've fucked before, did you just be like, yo, can I eat your pussy? And I fuck you. Like,
he might have also done that, though.
Dumb niggas like
niggas
that.
Trash.
So then she comes up to me to apologize after.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, my God, girl, I'm so sorry. That nigga be wildin'. And then she's like, nah, but you know, we know you're into that shit. And you've talked about wanting to fuck a fan.
Come on, sis.
That was my other fault. I talked about wanting to fuck a fan, but that didn't necessarily mean, like, I wanted them to solicit sex from me.
Yeah.
I just kind of meant, like, I genuinely would meet someone and we would vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of is happening.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Met somebody at that same place.
Yeah.
That always sees me, smiles, never had called me Weezy.
Mm-hmm.
I introduced myself with my first name, and I met him about 3 or 4 times. The last time it really happened, I was with Van, and the dude was like, he said something like, referring to he might have known, or maybe pegging, or maybe some kind of joke, because I grabbed his waist.
Yeah.
I was like, why would you think I'd do that? He was like, oh, I mean, I heard you talk about it on your show. I was like, word?
Okay.
And he's like, but no disrespect. Like, I shouldn't have said that. Like, you know, that's your work. I already know that's
okay.
That's cool.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, there you go.
He's like, he rolled it back. He's like, that's just a personality. And then he called me by my name. And I'm like,
oh,
that's actually the ideal fan situation.
Yes.
And that's why I don't fuck with fans, because I feel like it's just like, you're Sam from Inner Ho Uprising.
And then it's like, yeah,
and then
let
they
me
like
fuck
put
you,
you
now,
on this
kinda,
weird.
Yeah,
but they also like they make this weird version of you that's not like they were not fully seeing you as you. And that makes me really uncomfortable.
They also don't get the chance to know you outside of the show.
And they also like take information from the show and just like, oh, so this. But I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
I want to talk about normal people. Like, this is a show and this is life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I really hate that the icebreaker for someone that knows you from your podcast is talking about sex. That's kind of draining. I actually recently got on the app Raya. Mm-hmm. You know, so Raya is this app for like, I don't want to say it like I'm going to say it because it sounds like I'm being up my own ass. But it's an app for famous people for dating.
Look at you.
Okay.
I did that on purpose. She's like, that's exactly what I wanted to avoid.
I'm fucking with you.
But I'm going to be real with you. Like, I had Tinder and Bumble, and like, I would match with people that would call me Weezy, and I was like,
that's too much.
And then after a while, I was like, if they were black men or women, I was like, do they just skip around knowing that I'm Weezy? Like, because then one girl was just like, oh, words, you're in tech sales, that's it? And then when she's like, that's it, I'm like, well, come on.
Yeah, so, what are you looking for?
Raya's dope because you can't screenshot or like kick you off the app.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah, so I really, really like that. But it's not just like famous people. It's more people in the creative industry, so to speak.
That's cool.
It is kind of known as a famous person dating app.
Yeah. you asked, what's that, like we would know?
Come on.
But you guys are personalities.
Yeah.
We're not there yet.
But you are.
Close.
I might try it out.
See, I'm there yet.
On some real shit.
Yo, you gotta ask. Think about it. Like, if you link your social media to a fucking profile, then someone figures out Sam from Inner Hope Uprising, not Sam.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I have gotten to the point where I changed my name on something else because I'm like, I want to start to separate the two worlds because it is weird.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
It is weird.
It is weird.
And I just don't kind of like that that's the forefront of the discussion. So what's been really great about Raya is people already do something else that's creative, so they don't really talk to me like that's their interest. Whereas someone that works a 9-to-5 like I do still, will be like, yo, so you have a podcast about sex? Really? But then you on Raya and it's like, okay, dope. Well, yeah, like, where are your favorite places to hang in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
They start talking about other shit.
Let's be a normal human.
And
now.
That's the only thing I will say that's been great about meeting other creatives that don't have the typical job. That I really, really enjoy. I hate to even say I understand what this bird is talking about, but Brittany Renner said she felt comfortable fucking with famous niggas because she felt like they had more to lose. And I kind of get it. I do. I love to take nudes, and I don't send them anymore.
Yeah.
Because why?
That's true.
Lipstick Alley.
Yes.
Bitch, if my pussy gets on there first, I'm going to be tight.
You do not deserve.
I'm going to be tight.
Nah, fuck them forever.
Bro,
or the bad
people
anyway.
I'm going to have to drop my own nudes on some real shit. I will drop my own nudes before I feel like I'll get them compromised. Anything. Yeah. If I could find my mug shots, I'd like wipe them off the internet. I paid to get them removed. I'd upload them shits too.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to ever feel like they have leverage on me besides saying I'm ugly. Because that's subjective.
Shout out to you.
Thank you.
All right. So Weezy and Horrible Decisions 2019. What's it looking like?
What are we looking forward to?
Yeah. Yes. So Mandy and I are getting acquired by a very large black media company.
Nice.
And not in a crossover with Loudspeaker Way. Loudspeaker is just our podcast, right? But I can't say it yet. Yeah. But they're basically going to move us forward as a brand, which is dope.
Nice.
Because we didn't really think about it in that way, you know? But I've been doing a lot of like comedy sketches and stuff and filming shit that like hasn't been out yet, which, by the way, I didn't realize when people film shit, it just don't come out for like 6 months or a year.
Yeah.
Yes. I've done some really cool stuff with a few companies and they're like, yeah, this will be out, you know, like Q3 2019. I'm like, if I can't put my story up with the entire office, you know what I'm saying? I just can't. And it's like, no, bitch. So, I mean, that's a little different, but mainly I'm looking for a way to branch Horrible Decisions into more than a podcast and maybe doing a lot more video stuff. Just seeing us on a lot more platforms that are different. My ideal idea would to do more talking head stuff, which, you know, we get basically on like a Viceland or a BT or MTV and start just finding our way in there and putting ourselves in conversation. Remember like Lil Duval used to do on some Girl Code, Guy Code shit?
Yeah.
Little things
like
that.
Yeah,
I feel like we would be great for.
Yeah.
You would.
You know, and we won't fight if you don't
listen. Cool.
What about you guys?
We're doing a lot of like in real life events. So we do a Sex Trivia Sunday thing that happens every month.
Where?
At
bitch, I gotta come here.
Love Story. Nah, it's in Brooklyn.
Sex trivia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna win, so what's the prize?
Come through. Sometimes it's like vibrators. Sometimes we have like little packages. The first time we had a package from Pleasure Chest. This time we had like an emoji baiter and some Uber lube and stuff like that. Condoms, like little fun stuff.
Yo, that's dope. I love that.
You should come.
I'm of course. I'm gonna come to one.
We'll personally invite you. And
maybe. Oh, bitch, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's free, but
bitch, I go for it. I be trying to leverage everything, my nigga. I be trying to get free tickets to everything, and I ain't nobody, but I be trying to act like
get them,
right? Bitch, when B2K came out, I was texting the girl I'm fucking.
Did you get free tickets?
bitch, I did. I got one. Yes! So that means I'm half cool. I was like, my nigga, these niggas ain't even popping no more, which means I gotta know somebody on that team. And I'm gonna get this ticket.
That's a good way to think about it.
And at that point, she was laughing, like, bitch, let's just get the tickets. I'm like, no, it's the fucking principal. First of all, nobody's been given anybody but Omarion pussy off a name, right? Like, who's fucking Chingy right now? Who's trying to get backstage to Chingy? Chingy's fucking camp should be getting me a ticket. That's how I felt. So I went on Instagram. I was like, somebody gotta give me this free ticket. And a bitch hit me up with a free ticket.
Nice.
One. I feel so fucking important, my nigga. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I called my mom. She was asleep. I'm like, I just wanted to let you know I got it.
That is so cute.
Bitch, we were on HBO shit, but nah. Bro, I got into Travis Scott for free, but that didn't feel as cool as this.
Nah, there's something about the heyday of it all, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And those are the niggas who I should be like, when I come in, like, oh, you don't know. I'm just gonna let you know. I didn't. This is a comp seat, bitch. It is. And you know why?
Oh, you didn't know? This seat? They asked me to be here.
I'm telling you right now, like, I'm assuming, like, the people that gave me the tickets, like, were backstage. I'm going to be looking at all them niggas like, oh, so you don't? No? That's cool. I'm not, you know. This is, it's whore. Whore eye blue. Are y'all going?
Nah.
Our live show may be the day of the New York concert. So me and Mandy were like, all right, bitch, we're going to have this shit in the six. So I'm gonna be in there like, I'm only one call away. Like, if y'all were going, who would be what would be the song you have to?
Is there a song or is there a person who I'm trying to have sex with? I just want to use this as a time to say that I want to fuck Lil Fizz.
I knew you were gonna say
Lil
Fizz.
Yeah,
is that the what?
Light skin.
Yeah,
with the hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I would fuck
her. No, it's not me. It's her.
Bitch, she's a narcissist. Fuck Spectacular from Pretty Ricky. I'm gonna
say I don't think he looks so good anymore.
Oh, hold on.
He used to be very sexy, but now he kind of just looks like...
Y'all seen the B2K drama with Erasby talking about how he was sucking J-Bug's dick?
What? I didn't hear about that. I didn't hear about that.
There's drama with, like, Omarion's baby's mama.
And
fucking both of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, so they might cancel me and Mandy could do it and the bag wasn't as big as Millennium Tour, y'all niggas better do it.
Exactly. Get it together.
Shit.
Get some therapy.
That is going to be such a nostalgic and monumental concert for women that are our age.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like... White people get it all the time. They just do.
Yeah,
they just always reunion
the comeback tours for some reason.
I would like but a this never happens for us.
I also want like a Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance. Yeah, is what we aim for. Comeback tour though.
Okay, I want like Nickelback, Matchbox 20. Kind of like I could fuck with that.
It takes a strong woman to admit maybe that they like Nickelback.
Florida thing. Yeah.
Oh, I'm embarrassed, but
don't be.
Bro, we all did at one point. That's how they got so many listens.
I didn't fuck with those bands though.
What?
Oh, okay. It wasn't
because you were real, like bitch.
nah, man. I fucked
Did
with
you grow
all
up
of
in
it.
New York?
What?
Did you grow up in New York?
Yeah.
So, like, being from Florida, whenever like my friends from New York would, you know, they would move and like be in high school or whatever, and they would just have came from there. Like, I would always like lie about certain shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I never listened to the Spice Girls. Bitch.
Little I listen to the Spice Girls.
Like, I would just lie and just be New York cool. Because they were just better than everybody that came to school. And it's just the truth.
That's hilarious. Weezy, thank you very much for being here.
You're welcome. I'm so sorry that I was late.
No, it was like 15 minutes. Okay. It's fine.
But
some people come
I saw the email and I was like having
a dick appointment.
I had a panic attack because like I'm a person that does podcasts and when people are late, it's so disrespectful.
Yeah.
But I hate it though.
I appreciate you. I think you called me like 3 times today and I skipped the first 2, right?
I called you in the morning because you wrote me at 6 a.m. I was like, these bitches are getting together.
I'm a little crazy. But I purposely ignored it because I thought it was a debt collector or something like that.
Yeah, I'm
but
sorry.
It was just you.
I got a debt number.
I was like, what the fuck is 4? Oh, no, I'm not going to say it.
407. Yeah. No. That's the Orlando area code. Yeah. I don't want to change it because it just makes me feel like I'm still holding on a piece to my head.
Aww. Yeah. I feel it.
Are y'all 212s? Are y'all authentic New York?
No, I'm a 516.
That used to be just Manhattan.
I used to live in Long Island.
Yeah. I'm 718.
Well, okay,
no,
that's
I'm
Brooklyn,
917.
Right?
I'm 917.
Yeah, 516. That's like Brooklyn, Queens. Like,
that's Long Island.
Long Island.
So like
it makes
state.
Me feel like I have money. Yes.
Yo, someone I know, I think Mac Wilds lives in Staten Island.
Oh, does he? Wow.
Yeah. So
that's a weird place to live.
That's odd.
don't know anyone who lives in
Staten Island. So I'm always teasing because I see him at this bar around my house all the time. Yeah. I'm like, yo, whatever is going to happen if you like meet a girl that's ready to fuck you right now, dude? Where are you going to
We just
got to
go across gotta, this gotta bridge, bro. We got to get on this ferry, son. Yeah. We got to hop on this fucking ferry.
You really have to literally, it's like maritime shit. Like,
you got to traverse the seas. Oh, that's boy. Crazy.
I am so sad that we have Mac to leave. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little tipsy.
Will you at least tell the people the social medias and the horrible yes. decision drop and all that good stuff?
So I... it just started hitting. My name is Weezy, WTF on IG. I post a lot of like drunk snaps. Sometimes nipples come out. I really believe that's why men follow me, because it just comes out on live. And then I hang up the live and then the nipples stuck on frozen.
That's hilarious.
My Horrible Decisions podcast is available on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever you listen, and YouTube. My co-host's name on IG is Full Court Pumps. What else? We've got to have you guys on sometime soon.
You would love to be on.
I really would love to do, like, we do a Patreon exclusive episode
yeah,
with you guys.
Which is dope.
Just mainly because I just feel like I'm more out there on there.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm down.
I'm with you too.
Yeah.
So, and I'm coming to this love story. What's it called?
Sex Trivia Sundays at Love Story.
Okay.
We
well,
love seeing
I'm
it.
I'm probably going to be high. So.
Perfect. You can smoke.
Well, I'm excited to see you ladies again. Thank you so much cool. for having me.
Thank you.
For coming.